No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 21st day of August. Well, you made it to another Friday, and we're so glad you're spending a bit of it with us. You know what they say, when even your opponents think you've done good, you've probably knocked it out of the park. That appears to be the assessment of last night's closer for the Democratic Party's party, its national convention. Even the pundits at Fox News, who were quick to critique other speakers all week, appeared to lavish praise on Joe Biden's acceptance speech last night, relatively speaking, of course. Longtime Texas-based political consultant Karl Rove called Biden's speech, quote, an excellent end to the conversation, adding that the remarks were, in his words, very good. Former Bush administration spokesperson, now Fox host Dana Perino, shared that view, saying Biden, quote, just hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth, adding that it was probably the best speech of his life. The real test of Mr. Biden's speech, perhaps, or indeed his promise to end what he called a season of darkness, is whether it will resonate through to the top of November. Much may depend on how or whether Democrats can seize the momentum. Many pundits think Texas might be in play this year, which, if true, would mark an historic shift. To talk about next steps for Texas Democrats, we're joined now by the chair of the Texas Democratic Party, Gilberto Hinojosa. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
What was your assessment of how Joe Biden did last night in his acceptance speech?
I mean, I think he did great. I mean, I think it was a speech that came from the heart. It was something that helps you put in the proper perspective the contrast between him and Mr. Trump. I mean, it was a speech that I think told America what he was all about and what he stood for, and why he believed it was important that we unite together to save our democracy. And he did it in a forceful way, but also in a gentle way in some respects, because I think that that's how people view him, as a gentleman, a decent man who deeply cares about our country, deeply cares about family, deeply has a deep faith in God, and someone who is going to take our government and use it for the benefit of all the people. I mean, that's the message that he was trying to portray, and I think he did it very effectively last night.
You spoke about how he spoke on issues that will have significance for all the people, a uniting message. What about here in Texas? Did he hit any notes that you think will have special resonance in the Lone Star State?
Well, yeah, he spoke a lot about this pandemic. I mean, Texas has been hit very hard by this pandemic. I'm from the Rio Grande Valley. I live in South Texas. I mean, we have been hit the hardest, not only in the state, but probably in the nation. I think I saw yesterday there was somewhere close to 900 people that had already died in Hidalgo County, about close to 500 people in Cameron County. I mean, these are numbers that, if you take it per capita, we are much higher than anywhere else in the country. And a large part of the reason is because, you know, there is a lack of access to healthcare in these communities. And so when he started talking about making sure that one of the most important things to Americans and to American families is access to healthcare, it resonates with our folks. It resonates with us because we see a lot of the folks that are dying today are people that couldn't seek health care because they didn't have access to health care. And so these are the themes that are important to Texans. I mean, you know, we see that we can't make it in this in this economy unless we have the proper education, and whether or not we invest resources in our education depends upon whether we get a proper education. And he made a commitment to Americans and to Texans that is one of his number one priorities, and that every child that needs to go to college should have access to the resources to go to college. I mean, this is a dream that every Hispanic family in my community dreams about every day, and they wish for the best for their children. So these are the themes that I think people needed to hear. I mean, none of it was about hate. All of it was about love. I mean, we're a party that believes that love is how we should manage our government. Not that we don't fight when we need to fight for the values that are important to our community, but mm-hmm. but that more than anything else, as American families, we should unite together to resolve these serious issues affecting our community.
Chairman, if you think about the Texas Democratic Party platform and going forward, what steps now?
Well, the platform almost mirrors the national platform: access to healthcare, education, higher education, increased wages for working people, and climate, protecting our climate. I mean, all of this depends whether we achieve the things that we are in our platform depends upon whether we win this election. And so, you know, our focus is organizing the communities, getting people to go out and vote, registering people to vote, and making sure that we eliminate these barriers that are being placed in front of our voters by the Republican Party. So we think that if we can get past all of that, we will elect Democrats that will be able to ensure that that platform becomes a reality.
Gilberto Hinojosa is the chair of the Texas Democratic Party. Mr. Hinojosa, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.